This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're live.
Yeah,
we really are. And your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. But we're looking for another place, a safer place to live. So if you've got any suggestions, let us know. We've got a call-in line, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen to USA Prepares as you travel, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, it's great to hear your voice.
I'm glad I still have a voice.
So what have you been doing for the last week or so?
You know, just sitting around chatting with a few people. It's been quite a trip, and I do want to thank you because it's very special to trust someone with valuable things. And when you've developed a show that's very important, very easy to destroy, and when you see how, you know, with the big boys, you know, they bring in somebody that's got years of, you know, talk show host experience, and for you to allow me to take the mic, and then this time was even beyond that. There were some openings that you allowed me to fill, and I did that with people we talked about before but had never been on USA Prepares, and all of that was done without you know, running to you for permission. And you know, and I appreciate that trust, and I hope that we did a good job for you.
Well, I got a chance to listen to some of the broadcasts, and I thought you did a fabulous job, and the instructors that you brought on the air with you did a fabulous job as well. It was great. It was really great. I was so delighted that that you were in that seat running the broadcast, and I want to thank you so much because it enabled me to do some things that I would not have been able to do. Winter's coming, as you mentioned, on the air. And here at the farm, there's a whole bunch of things that need to be done. I haven't finished all of them, but we're at the point now where I think I'm going to be able to get most of the things done. Let me give you an example. So we have a cattle waterer, and this thing is like a concrete vault. It's like a burial vault, if you will. It's about that size. And it weighs probably more than a burial vault. It has a concrete lid on it. And what you do is you excavate down about 18 inches, and you plant this thing in the ground, and you cover the back part of it with dirt so that the water that's in this concrete cattle waterer doesn't freeze. And then there's underground plumbing to it. Well, the darn thing sank. We put it in over a year ago, and it sank down several inches. So that now the cows, when they go to drink, they drink at ground level, which is too low. because when they drink at ground level and there's 100 or so cows drinking, they drip out of their mouths and the water sits around this thing and then they stand in the mud. And I don't want them doing that in the winter. I don't want them standing in water when it's freezing outside or way below freezing. So we have to excavate that out. And so those are some of the things that we engineered, how we were going to do it, where we were going to place them, what kind of materials we needed. We're going to move the solar panels from one location to another. And then I was able to buy some of the parts and, of course, do maintenance around the farm and farm equipment and so forth. So that's what I had a chance to do. But I wanted to share with you just a simple phone call I made. So we have this Deutz tractor, and it has power steering. It's a big tractor. It's about 90 horsepower. So the back tires are as tall as I am. And so there's a leak coming out of one of the power steering hydraulic cylinders. So I called, and first of all, I looked on the internet. Can't find anything to, you know, the repair parts for this. So I found a Deutz dealer, and the guy said, there's one at the warehouse. We can get that for you, $147 plus shipping and handling. And I said, that's about $35 if you have a Massey Ferguson tractor for the same parts, right? And he goes, well, yeah. And I said, now, this is going to fit. When you ship this, this is all going to fit in an envelope, right? And he said, yeah. And I said, so where's the $147 come from? And he said, well, you know, this is a Deutz tractor. And I said, yeah, I understand all that. And he said, well, there's some plastic parts in there, too. And I said, yeah, and they're going to fit in the same envelope, right? And he said, yeah, yeah. And so I said, you know, if you go to Harbor Freight, you can get a box of O-rings, kind of like what's in this little repair kit, except they're thinner and a little bit larger, maybe the size of a silver dollar in the Deutz tractor. But you can get 620 of them or so from Harbor Freight for $6.99. So what's the deal? And he couldn't really explain it to me. Anyway, I have the envelope. I got it from a guy who would sell it to me for $120 plus shipping. And here it is. So I can now fix the hydraulic leak. But it's like that buying parts is now really becoming very, very expensive. And it's not just tractors. It's everything you could possibly want to buy parts for that are getting expensive. So I wanted to share that with you. And also, I don't know, maybe, should I take the next few minutes and talk about my weekend? Should I talk about that, John?
Might as well get it out of your system.
So at the end of the week, I decided, you know, I should really go to my 45th high school reunion. That's in the East Coast. So it was about 1,100 miles, maybe 1,200. And so my son took, and when we have vehicles here, we don't really consider them ours. I might say my truck, but it's really the family's truck. And so I drive a 2004 Chevy with, you know, maybe close to a quarter of a million miles on it. And Mrs. Finelli has the one that she drives most of the time, which is the 1999 Mercedes ML320. It came from my mother. It's been passed through the family, and now it's Mrs. Finelli's. And that has a quarter of a million miles on it. But that one has a constant velocity joint failure on the front axle. So I got the part, and I just haven't fixed it yet. I thought, well, we can't take that. And my son drove off with the Chevy 2004 truck. And I remember as he was pulling out of the driveway, I said, I used to have a truck like that. And off he went. Well, that left a Dodge Cummins turbo diesel, which is just brutal to drive to you know, a long distance. I mean, it's a 3/4 ton truck, and it just pounds you. No, I didn't want to take that. That left a 2005 Mercedes that we'll call my son's car, my other son's car. And that thing has been, you know, problematic. But he left it here because he wanted to take the truck. And so that was the only vehicle we had to take. And it made it all the way to Pennsylvania a couple weeks before and back. I thought, okay, we could do that. And so we put it up on the lift. We have a lift here at the farm. Put up on the lift, checked everything out, all the fluids, topped off all the fluids, checked for leaks and hoses and the serpentine belt and everything you possibly think of, and it looked great. So, even repacked the wheel bearings. Only has 130-something thousand miles on it. So that was probably the safest vehicle to take. So we headed out, stopped in Virginia, and then headed on through Washington, D.C., into Maryland. And I was on Interstate 95. Everything's going great. And I see the smoke. I thought, gosh, somebody's got a big problem. I looked ahead, and I didn't see any smoke. I looked to the left and right, and I didn't see any smoke. But I saw a lot of smoke in the rearview mirror. And I thought, I don't really smell anything. Then I did. That's a hint of what smelled like hydraulic fluid. I thought, man, oh, man, this has happened before, and we've replaced all these hoses. It can't possibly, can't be the fourth time that this happens. Well, I was approaching Maryland House, which is like a rest stop, bathroom facilities. You can get some food there, and it's huge. It's in between the north and southbound lanes of Interstate 95. So I thought, that's coming up really close. I may get over to the left. It's a left exit. And this is on the interstate, and there's like four lanes of traffic. Cars all over the place. I mean, it was really intense traffic. And the smoke is coming out, and I thought, can't be us, because no one is pointing, slowing down, pointing at our car, saying, hey, you know, your car's on fire. So it couldn't be us. Then I realized it was us. So I tried to get over, finally made it over to the exit for Maryland House and found a remote parking space there. Left the vehicle there, looked under the hood, and there was no oil. And that's because it all ran out. The oil ran out of, there's a dual hydraulic pump, one for the suspension. And this pump pressurizes hydraulic engine motor mounts and the suspension, the four shock absorbers. Well, I replaced all the shock absorbers a while back and got all of the hydraulics out, and I replaced it with manual shocks and springs from a company called Strutmasters. So if you experience this, this is a way you consider going, because a shock absorber on one of these Mercedes is about, I don't know, $1,500. Yeah, $1,500. And when we bought this, we paid about 10% of the new car price for it. We paid about what the tax would be when this car was new. So we got it at a very low price. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back. Captain John Reagan's with us, and there's a lesson. There's a lesson to be learned here. And that's why I'm going through telling you what happened over the weekend with our travels to the East. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and I'm sharing a story about our weekend travels. Mrs. Finelli and I decided to go to my 45th high school reunion. And so I brought the iPad with us. I was given an iPad from many years ago. And so I thought, you know, if I needed to broadcast, I'd just bring my headset and the iPad, and I could find Wi-Fi somewhere and broadcast if I had to. But I also have Skype, so I can talk to some of our instructors who are in North America but outside of the United States, because I don't have a phone plan that lets me do that. So for $2.99 a month, I can make phone calls to some of our instructors that I can't make with our regular landline phone service. So I had this iPad, and I went into Maryland House. That's where we ended up. And I let our family know that we were somewhat stranded, and we were trying to figure out exactly what the situation was. And so I called Enterprise, and they were unable to get a car for me. And I thought that I'd like to know if I could rent a car. I've never rented one in my entire life, but I thought, in case we needed to, I'd like to find out about that. I called U-Haul, and U-Haul was unable to provide they could provide a truck, but they could not provide a car hauling trailer, one with all four wheels off the ground when you pull your car. And this particular car is fairly low, so it can't climb a steep incline without getting stuck on the, you know, underbelly of the car. So anyway, Mrs. Fidelli and I stayed at Maryland House, and we made a bunch of phone calls, and we even called a family friend and to see if we could have that family friend who has a pickup truck with a race car trailer, and if he could come and at least bring us down to Virginia, where we'd have a base of operations where we could then make some phone calls and get our car back home. We rode off the 45th high school reunion. That was, you know, not going to happen. So he was either unwilling or unable to help us. So we called our son in Missouri and said, "Hey, can you come get us with the Dodge Cummins turbo diesel 1999 pickup truck, four-wheel drive, three-quarter ton, and our farm gooseneck trailer, 26 feet long, very, very heavy, and I'll bring some hydraulic oil and maybe eight web straps, these heavy-duty straps that you see tractor trailers using to hold down loads, eight of those, a couple short ones, mostly long ones, and some thinner straps, and some tools, and a roller jack that you might see at a shop use, an automotive shop. And so he said, okay. And I said, "Don't leave now. Let's wait till the morning, get some sleep, because it's an 1,100, 1,200-mile ride." And so he said, okay. That meant that his brother had to come from his place to our farm to take care of the animals and make sure that my mom and everybody's okay here. So it involved the entire family. Well, the next morning he left, and he decided to make a call and call one of his high school buddies and say, "Hey, would you like to go on a road trip? Here's what's going on." His buddy said, "Well, I don't want you going alone." So two of them hopped in the truck, and off they went. And it was well over 40 hours by the time they got to see us. And when they got to where we were at the Maryland House, we were told that our son's friend had to be back at work at 7 o'clock Monday morning, or he'd lose his job. He's a factory job. So we loaded the car on the trailer and drove home. But here's an important thing that I wanted to share with you. On the way over, about 500 miles from our house and 500 miles or so or 600 miles to go to get to where we were, the Dodge engine just didn't shut down completely, but it would not accelerate. So our son was stranded on the side of the road with the gooseneck trailer, the Dodge truck, and he couldn't go anywhere, but the engine would idle. So he called us. He had a cell phone in the truck. And so I looked around to find what the problem might be, and we figured it out. I'll tell you what happened next.
Was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why? Oh God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about a road trip Mrs. Finelli and I went on that involved the entire family. So our son had the Dodge Cummins turbo diesel and the 26-foot gooseneck, and he was in Kentucky. And the engine would not run past idle. So he was stranded on the side of the road on the interstate, and cars and trucks are whizzing by. And it was at night, and he got out this Calum light because he has a toolbox in his truck, and he broke the Calum light and bent it so that it would light up, and it wouldn't because it was old. So that didn't work. So my son and his buddy and I were on the I was on the iPad doing research, and they figured out what we figured out together, that was the throttle position sensor. Now, this thing is under the hood. It's like a volume control. So when you step on the accelerator, it's like turning a volume control louder. And when you let off the accelerator, it's like turning the volume control to a softer or position. But it became loose. So I found one at AutoZone that was near him, and he placed the call. They had it, and they were able to get it to temporarily fixed. And they went to AutoZone, and I looked at the part on the online, and I said, I don't think this is the right part, but it was $229 plus tax. And so they went to AutoZone. The guy said, I don't think, it doesn't look like the one on the truck, but it says it's the right one, but there's another one that's probably the right one, but we can't find it. And so my son bought the one and used his Discover card. And Discover declined him. Now, it was really my account with Mrs. Finelli, and our son is on the same account, so our son has a card, and we have cards since 1986, and it's the very first time they shut us down. And they shut us down because I was in Maryland, and Mrs. Finelli and I were starving, and so we bought a pizza. So Discover said, wait a minute, these guys are in Maryland, and the card is going to be used in Kentucky. Obviously, this can't happen, and with a different name on the on the card. So they shut us down. So our son couldn't buy the part with Discover, but fortunately he had another method of paying for it. The part, he got it and continued on his way, and he arrived at Maryland House in Maryland, 12 hours later or so. So then we got the car on the trailer, tied it down, and headed home, and the same thing happened when we were driving again. And this time with a fully loaded truck trailer, and we patched it, and we finally made it home with 2 hours to spare, and our son's friend was able to make it to work, and everything looks good. But the reason I'm telling you all this is because even if you're prepared, these kinds of things can happen, and you're at the mercy of other people, and that's like the worst possible thing. So we had family friends that wouldn't help us. We had, another thing I forgot to tell you, that during the trip, before the Dodge had a problem, the Dodge truck, and the engine wouldn't run past idle, one of the wheel bearings on the truck seemed to be loose. So my son and his friend pulled over into a rest stop and jacked up the trailer. This trailer weighs 5,500 pounds. Jacked it up because he had a jack. And the tools, adjusted the wheel bearings, repacked one of the wheel bearings on the trailer, and off he was, half hour later. So you can have everything you need and still have all kinds of problems because of other people. And who are those other people? Well, it'd be U-Haul telling us, we should have made reservations 8 days in advance or a week in advance for the trailer. Obviously, we didn't know we were going to need it. We would have brought a trailer with us. It was miserable. A pizza, if you wanted one slice of a pizza at Maryland House, it's $5.69. With taxes, close to $6 for a slice of pizza. They had a hot dog meal deal. You get two small hot dogs, a small bag of French fries, and a drink for $11.69 plus tax. And you are absolutely at the mercy of people when you travel, if you break down. So we were, I called Discover yesterday when we finally got back to the farm, and I said, they wanted to know who I was, and they wanted to make sure that these were bona fide transactions. And I said, yeah. Have you ever had a problem with us? We've been with you. Check this out, please. Does it say 1986 that we've been with you? Yeah. Does it say that you've ever had a single problem with us? We haven't paid our bills, that we are any kind of a problem whatsoever? No, you're fine. Are we like one of your very best customers in terms of not causing you problems? Yes, you are. Okay. So why'd you shut us down? Well, it's a system. I said, so what does the system look at? Well, it's very complicated, and I can't tell you because it's so complicated. And I said, well, so tell me why I should have Discover be the first card in my wallet when you shut me down and we're stranded. So not only was I stranded, our son was stranded. I mean, we're really, really in trouble, because how do you tow a truck with a 26-foot trailer? What do you do? How do you resolve that situation? Do you get a tractor trailer? And how do you get the truck on the tractor trailer? I mean, it's a huge problem. And Discover made it worse. And then AutoZone sold us the wrong part. And that made it worse. So it was a no fun adventure. It was a challenge, but I believe, and I said to Mrs. Finelli, this happened for a reason. I think this is a nice little test to see how well we do, and see how our friends can help us. And so what we're learning, John, there are very, very few friends that we have who are really there for us. Very, very, very few. And I'm wondering if you're seeing the same thing in your life, John.
Well, it seems like everything's me, 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 me.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Now, I believe had I called Mike Parsons, who was within, you know, he has a trailer, and he has a truck, but I don't think his truck is fully operational. But I believe if he were able to come, he would have been there. I believe Joey would have, in Michigan, would have been there had I called him, but he was too far away, so I didn't call him. I believe if Miles weren't in Europe, he would have come. I believe Ed Marvini, if he had the equipment, would have come. But if they couldn't come, I believe they would have been on the phone trying to figure out a way to get equipment to us so that we could have been rescued. I believe Ricky would have been on the phone. I believe you would have been on the phone. What I'm saying is, but there are very few, John. There are very few people. And the guy with the trailer in the truck wouldn't or couldn't help us. And he was just an hour and a half away. So I think we're headed toward more of me first. And what I saw in Maryland, and this is just outside of Washington, D.C., this is a different culture. Almost all of the vehicles were new. Almost all of them. And most of them, well, I should say many of them, were banged up. Side swipes. Not so much front-rear collisions, but side swipes. Relatively new vehicles. I mean, I'm thinking 5 years old or newer. Nothing like what we have, you know. Our newest vehicle is 11 years old. Well, that'd be if our son's vehicle is 11 years old, but that'd be the newest. Mine is mine's a 2004. That'd be my newest vehicle. But my other daily driver is a 1994. So we have old vehicles, but that's not what I saw in Washington, D.C. I saw there is so much money there, it's unbelievable. All these new little shiny cars with dents in them from trying to push each other around on the road. And these are the people who we previously looked to for leadership and laws and representation. These are the government minion types that we so despise today. And these are the same people that wouldn't even let me change lanes when the car was smoking like it was on fire in the middle lane. They wouldn't let me go right or left. These are the same people. And during this trip, we saw some more of this me first stuff. We saw tractor trailers riding our bumper. I mean, even when we're doing the speed limit, they're right on top of us. We saw other cars passing us on the right, passing us on the left. So if you do the speed limit, and you obey the traffic ordinances and laws, there are people who will do 85 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. 70 miles an hour is plenty fast. Why does someone need to go 85? Why? I don't know. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous because they fly up on you. And the other thing is, you know, since we were driving at night, there's no shortage of people who will drive in the oncoming lanes with their high beams on, and they absolutely positively can't figure out how to turn the high beams down to the regular driving beams. They can't seem to do that. They have to blind you as you're coming toward them. It's outrageous what we're doing to each other. Not we, them, but they're doing to us. But that's this. These people are so important around Washington, D.C. It's an outrage. At least they feel they are important. They feel that they are important. They feel that whatever they're doing is more important than everybody else. And the heck with everybody else. So the more I see this, John, the more I want to stay home. The more I just want to live in my own little world. I don't want to be exposing our family to any more of this danger than is absolutely positively necessary. If we don't need to do it, I don't want to do it. I don't want to go out on the roads unless I absolutely positively have to. And this kind of attitude that these me-firsters have has destroyed the old American, let's go for a ride. Let's get in the car and just go for a ride on the weekend, like people used to do in the 1960s, the 1950s. There was a love affair with our automobiles. Now it's dangerous, absolutely dangerous. There's a post on the internet about this 22-year-old who's traveling 115 miles an hour, 115 miles an hour, in a Volkswagen Golf. I didn't know they went that fast. And he crashed into another vehicle. He got killed, his passenger got killed, and so did others. It's absolutely needless. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we're talking about our adventure over the weekend, and you know, we traveled with extra clothes. We had a blanket. Now, we were in the we slept in the car for 2 days, and I had a razor so we could take bird baths in the rest area, and we slept in the car, and but no heat. No heat because we couldn't run the engine because we destroyed the hydraulic pump. Well, very quickly, I counted just before the broadcast. I ran outside and counted the number of buttons, dials, and buttons and switches, I should say, controls. 97. 97 buttons and switches and controls accessible to the driver and the passenger from the front seat of this car. That doesn't include the ones in the back. There are 7 different antenna segments in the back window. That does not include the back window de-icer. So I'd like to go to Mercedes and say I'd like to meet with one of your guys and you know, I'd like to look at one of these new vehicles just to see what they're like. And would you do you have somebody who can explain what all these switches and dials and knobs do? Because I'd like to know. You know, before I take one for a test drive. Not that I'd ever buy one. But can you imagine? I'll bet you they don't have a single person there at the Mercedes dealer who can say, yeah, sure, let me show you what each one of these things does. And then some of these buttons, about 20 of them, control a screen. And that has further use of redefinitions of these buttons. It's absolutely crazy. And I'll bet you most of the Mercedes customers that have these vehicles with all these dials and switches, I'll bet you they don't know more than a quarter of what they do. Kyle, welcome. Kyle in Montana, welcome.
Glad to have you back, but I got to say, John did an incredible job.
Isn't he great?
I am great.
Oh, by the way, Kyle, I'll bet you would have been there to help me, too. If I had called you, if you were, you know, closer than, you know, a couple thousand miles away, you would have said, hey, Vinny, I'll be there. I'll be there with my Chevy turbo diesel, and let me round up a trailer, and I'll be there. Is that correct or not?
Right, I had your back, Vince. There ain't no doubt about it. But I heard when you said something about going through Washington, D.C., man, out here in the West, we've heard stories about people that go into Washington, D.C. We heard 4 things that they say happen if you happen to go into that city. And I heard that they get a lobotomy, a big yellow stripe down their back. They cut their vocal cords so they sound whiny, and they put you on welfare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, I just, I was afraid for you there for a little while when you said you was going through Washington, D.C. Man, what a horrible trip, though.
It's dangerous. It really is dangerous because there doesn't seem to be, I don't see gentlemen there. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Finelli and I were at a gas station in Virginia, and there was a single woman there, probably, I'm guessing in her 30s or so, and she was in her little Japanese car, and she was at the air pump, and then it looked like there was another gal from inside the gas station trying to help her put air in her tire. And, you know, we were there, and we saw this, and so I got out of the car, and I was really careful how I got out of the car, and I said, do you need any help? And the girl who had the owner of the car said, yeah, this air pump just let all the air out of my tire, and I can't put air in it. And I said, would you like me to help you? And she said, yes. So the ground was wet, and I was on the ground, and it was really hard to put air in this tire because the valve seal on the end of the hose was so worn that it leaked air, and she leaked all the air out of her tire. And I got it up to about, you know, maybe 20-something pounds before I gave up. But the gal who worked at the store said, wow, a real man. And I said, well, you may not be right. I could be one of these transgender types. She said, no, you're a real man. And I thought that was kind of interesting because I was sitting on, you know, in the water helping someone who had a tire problem. And I guess they're not used to that. I guess that's
nope.
What it is. Kyle,
not
did you have anything else?
Nah, just going to say welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And for the kind words for John. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. John has a full schedule today for you. I derailed all of that by talking about our adventure. So we'll be right back with Captain John Reagan, the financial state of the
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.